with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a free China-based AI application takes the top spot in Apple's App Store. And that sends stocks tumbling today.
DeepSeek's latest model runs on reduced capability chips, and analysts say that shows it is possible to develop powerful AI models that cost less. It also raises questions about the sky-high valuations for companies like Nvidia and the amount of money being invested to develop the AI supply chain globally. The DeepSeek release also raises doubts about China's AI technology being years behind the US, despite Washington's trade restrictions keeping the most cutting-edge chips out of China's hands.
That's BBC correspondent Suranjana Tiwari. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell over 3.5% on the news. The S&P 500 fell 1.9% Monday. Big tech stocks took some of the heaviest losses, with Nvidia down 18%. Top Trump administration officials visited Chicago on Sunday to witness the start of ramped-up immigration enforcement.
Border Czar Tom Homan and the acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove observed immigration agents from DHS and other departments. Few details of the operation were immediately made public, including the exact number of arrests in the Windy City. Overall, Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it made 956 arrests nationwide on Sunday and 286 on Saturday. While some of the operations may not have been unusual, ICE averaged 311 daily arrests during the fiscal year that ended September 30, 2024. George Williams reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 289 points, but the Nasdaq fell 612, with the S&P 500 index lower by 88 points. This is SRN News. Another poll about transgenderism.
This one comes from the New York Times and Ipsos, and it reveals that 49% of Americans believe that society has gone too far in accommodating people who are trying to live as the opposite sex. 21% think we haven't gone far enough. When it comes to men playing against women in sports, 79% say no, and that includes majorities of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. 71% say no to puberty-blocking drugs for children.
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. As America turns against the LGBT agenda, Hollywood's doubling down. The movie industry lined up behind Emilia Perez, the Netflix musical about transgenderism, granting it 13 Oscar nominations, the most of any film this year. Emilia Perez is up for Best Picture and Best Actress for Carla Sofia Gascon, A Man Who Is Living as a Woman. This is SRN News. President Trump is reversing his predecessor's efforts to clean up areas hardest hit by pollution from heavy industries, ports, and roadways.
President Trump eliminated the Justice 40 initiative the Biden administration created, which required 40% of the benefits from certain environmental programs to go to hard-hit communities. He disbanded a team of White House advisors who focused on the issue. It's part of a spate of early executive orders that align with Trump's campaign pledge to slash regulations and eliminate an emphasis on diversity, equity, and inclusion. The new administration actions end a short-lived federal embrace of environmental justice.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Perplexity AI has presented a new proposal to TikTok's parent company that would allow the U.S. government to own up to 50% of a new entity that merges Perplexity with TikTok's U.S. business, according to a person familiar with the matter. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.